Tuesday, the 1st of July, 1913. Frank is willing for State to grill him. The Atlanta Georgian Tuesday, July 1st, 1913. Accused man declares he's anxious even for prosecution to cross-examine. Surpassing in interest any of the other testimony at the trial of Leo M. Frank will be the story related on the stand by the accused man himself. That Frank will make a detailed statement of his movements on the day that Mary Fagan was murdered is regarded as one of the certainties of the trial. It was learned Wednesday that Frank was desirous of going even further than this by being sworn and submitting to a cross-examination by the attorneys for the prosecution. He will request his lawyers, Luther Z. Rosser and Reuben R. Arnold, that the privilege of cross-examination be extended to State. The defense consistently has refused to divulge any of the details of its plans for the trial, and for this reason it is impossible to say positively that Frank will be cross-examined. That it is not at all improbable, however, is indicated by the readiness with which Mr. Rosser permitted Frank to go before the coroner's inquest and answer every question that was propounded to him. "I was so convinced of his innocence," said Mr. Rosser at that time, "that I didn't hesitate an instant in giving consent to any sort of an examination that they might give him." As grueling and searching as was the inquisition before the coroner's jury, the ordeal at the trial will be much more severe. At the inquest, Frank was interrogated by a coroner who was merely seeking enough evidence to warrant the holding of Frank, along with Newt Lee, to the grand jury. At the trial, Frank will be confronted by two trained and hostile lawyers who have announced their conviction that he is the man guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan.